That sounds great.
That's what I'm thinking. That's
okay.
what I'm thinking.
All right.
Is there a length guideline that you would have in terms of how long these articles would be?
No, there isn't, but just keep in mind this is for the web, and so, you know, people usually don't read more than 5 paragraphs on the web, so, you know.
25 words would be fine then.
Yeah, I mean, there's no length limit, just remember, keep it.
Sure. Thank you.
So, just before we leave this topic, Ursula, sometimes it would be so great to write up something about the Sprouts program.
About its origin, you know, how it's produced, all that. I know you're busy, but if you get a chance, I think it'd be great to write up something about that. And Dina, it would be just wonderful sometime if you would consider writing about your experience in talking with community radio stations, because it was obviously meaningful for you. If you get a chance to do that, that would be wonderful. And I'm going to send a notice out to the GMs and figure out another way to outreach. I will send a note out to all of the affiliate task force members that were seeking writers. And I'm going to ask also that folks on the task force be thinking during the month between our meetings to be thinking of various topics that we could be writing about. So that's what I'm going to do.
All right, so I'd like to move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the preliminary work on the Pearl Project, and I'm going to ask if Ursula could share anything she would like about what's happening with the Pearl Project.
Okay. Well, the way we're progressing with this is ideally the development of the portal would involve employing somebody to really build a whole new website for us, which would do much more than what Pacifica Network does right now. Again, PacificaNetwork.org is the website for the network. But in the meantime, the Pacifica Network was rebuilt to be a more useful website, and so we're kind of exploiting that as much as we can to set the groundwork for a number of initial projects. And we're kind of focusing on, right now, on two main areas, I think, of development of the website. Maybe more than two, but let me just tell you about a little bit of it. Since we last spoke on the... Since we last spoke with the last task force, we negotiated a... I don't know if I told this on the last one or not, but we negotiated a relationship with SoundCloud, which is an organization, I think they're based in Europe, actually, that facilitates making audio easily available. And they formed a partnership with us, with Pacifica, to... allow an unlimited use of their audio, of their facility to put web content on our website. And so it really kind of set the stage for populating, for putting radio content on the website and moving into making community radio content available on the internet as well as on radio stations. And so what we're specifically starting to do with that is that we're developing a widget that will feature radio programs from across the network that can be listened to on PacificaNetwork.org. And John, you may be interested in this because we put out a call recently for producers at any of the network stations that are interested in having their work featured online on the website. And this is kind of an outgrowth. Most of you know what AudioPort is. It's the website that we built that radio stations can download radio content from to play on the air. And for a long time there's been a desire both on the part of radio producers to have their content also made available to internet listeners, and also on the part of the public wanting to listen to some of the shows in AudioPort. And so this will allow us to do it. So the the content on PacificaNetwork.org will come from AudioPort, but SoundCloud is providing the technology or the software that will then take those shows and convert them into a form that can be listened to online, which essentially means it'll be a lower resolution of the same show, and then will appear on PacificaNetwork.org. And so we're basically creating a menu of shows that want to be online as well and making those available on PacificaNetwork.org and also available to any Pacifica affiliate that wants to put that on their website so that their listeners in whatever city they are can go to their own website for their station and get access to programming that's coming from all over the network. So we've basically put out a call to all producers throughout the whole network and said, are you interested now in being online? That's if you're, you know, then this is the way you can do it. So the producer has to put the show in AudioPort because that's where it's coming from. But it begins kind of a system for people to listen to community radio from Pacifica Network on the websites of PacificaNetwork.org and any other radio station in our network. And so we're developing that right now. And we're also asking affiliate stations if they would like to have a widget where they could showcase the shows which their producers at their particular station, let me see, how do I say this? If a particular radio station has producers who are contributing content to AudioPort already, the widget will allow those shows to appear automatically on the website of that station if they want to feature it in some way online as well. And so it kind of has the dual advantage of making the content available to Internet users and also encouraging producers to put shows in AudioPort because that's the facility that allows that to happen now. And then we also, there's like a third thing that we're kind of playing around with, which is kind of interesting. It goes in a little bit of a different direction where we would develop a widget for to put online where listeners could collaborate with radio stations by submitting content to the website for the stations to use in radio shows, if that makes any sense to you. To make that more concrete, I can give you, the NPR has a show, which I think it's a music show, where on the NPR website they invite the listeners to post music that they like, and that's incorporated into the radio show that they have that features that. So it's a way of kind of interfacing with listeners and inviting them to be more interactive with the radio shows that are being produced. And so we're kind of exploring new ways to make community radio content available online. So that's one area that we're working with. If you go to PacificaNetwork.org right now, you'll see on the homepage there's a widget which allows people to listen to Sprouts every week already. So that kind of shows an example of what we're doing. And we're talking with the Pacifica Radio Archives about creating a feature which would feature From the Vault, which is their weekly show, and then also maybe feature one or two other pieces of audio that are particularly relevant for that month, you know, because the archives is pretty good about monitoring what topics are current. Like, for instance, Nelson Mandela's death is pending, and so the archives is collecting all of the content we have about Nelson Mandela. So it gives us a chance to feature the archives and allow affiliate stations as well to put this on their websites so that their listeners can access archives content online. And we probably would add a button, a support button on there to that would go help support the archives, which would link to their their PayPal account or their and I'm not sure. I think some stations would do that. I'm not sure yet how many stations want to do that. But in the past, affiliates have said that if we gave them some way to support the archives more, that they would participate in that. So that's kind of an experiment to see whether that would fly or not. But, you know, without the donate button or with it, it gives an opportunity to bring some of the archives content to affiliate websites as well as PacificaNetwork.org to kind of make that content more, you know, prominent. We also, like I said, you know, we're doing a lot of work with social media, and so we're constantly looking for ways to collaborate more with people from all over the network and outside of the network as well. We actually have a pretty robust following in social media with some pretty awesome organizations that have huge followings themselves. And Chris is planning to provide some conference calls where he can educate people more about how to use the social media and how to use it to in ways that we can all collaborate to promote each other's work more. And then another project that we mentioned the portals. The labor portal was kind of our first experiment. We're interested in developing a youth radio portal to highlight the work of young people more and develop more portals. I think the Left Forum has asked for our support, and so we're in the process of building a portal for them as well so they can post content and information about what's happening with the Left Forum and to post audio as well from there. And, I mean, it's really great because with our relationship with SoundCloud, we really now have unlimited ability to post audio onto the website. And the other area that we really want to, as well, the portal has a few goals. One is to make community radio audio more accessible to Internet users. Another goal of ours is really to address the issue of fundraising, which is hitting all of community radio very, very hard. It's not just Pacifica. What Pacifica is experiencing is really a national phenomenon of a financial crisis that almost everybody is experiencing. And so we want to start using the portal not only to promote community radio content and community radio knowledge about them, which is what the newsletter is really about, but also to address ways of fundraising. And one of the areas we'd really like to do some work on is the idea of group underwriting, which in this sense it means that even though Pacifica stations themselves don't do carry underwriting, most of our affiliates do have underwriting. And Pacifica, as the network for those stations, is in a position to leverage the size of the market that we represent by now to make this available to underwriters who are looking for a large market. And we can make it possible for them to reach a lot of our affiliates. And so we are essentially starting to figure out how to do that, and Dina has been helping with this as well, so Dina, chime in any time. But essentially what we're first trying to do is to find out what kind of businesses affiliates would want to have as underwriters to establish some sort of criteria upon which to decide what are appropriate underwriters for our network and what aren't. And to find out what issues the affiliates really care about, that they would want to find, let me see how to say this, what kind of businesses relating to particular, or organizations relating to different issues that they would like to have underwritten. And what I mean by that is, for instance, you know, under the issue of energy, you would be looking for green. There's a lot of very, very innovative businesses popping up that feature green energy or in the interest, you know, and then in the area of social justice, you might have an underwriter like Equal Exchange, or in the area of agriculture, you might have somebody like Organic Valley. So, you know, what kind of issue-related organizations or businesses would the affiliates be looking for underwriting? Because, you know, the kind of underwriting you have on your air has an effect on your brand. And so we're looking for what kind of issues they would want to be associated with underwriting. And then conversely, you know, what kind of stations that potential underwriters would be looking for. And a good example of that would be, for instance, we kind of used Chris, my assistant, as an example, because he actually has a business here in Iowa. They have a business which records concerts and makes, it's a record label. And so they would be looking for a particular demographic. They would want to find college stations to underwrite because that's the age group that they're looking for. So a way to begin to understand what kind of demographics the different stations are so that we can offer them to various types of business interests who would be looking for that kind of an audience. And ultimately what we can do with the portal is to create on the website a presentation that's kind of an interactive web page where stations can make themselves known to underwriters and where underwriters can look for stations. And so the idea with the group underwriting is that if you're offering a larger market to an underwriter, that will increase the amount of money that they would pay for that. And so it's a way of bringing financial support to the affiliate stations. What Pacifica would get out of that is that we would get a share of the money. It would be a shared profit thing. And so we, in a sense, would be getting some funding by being the party that organizes this, that leverages the network for underwriting. So in a sense here, we're not using our airwaves to make money. We're using our ability to leverage the market of a network. And so we're kind of moving ahead with figuring out how to do that. And it can really be combined with beginning to work with affiliates to make their presentation on PacificaNetwork.org to the not only to attract underwriters, but also to present the face of the network to people who are interested in discovering what the world of community radio is. So in a way, it's kind of like a very limited form of social networking that would be created, because you would give an opportunity for listeners and businesses to interact with the stations and to communicate with them and to get to know them better.
Another arm of that is, which people may relate to in a different way, is a shopping cart that you can buy products at discount because of the volume that we would get. And the products would be in specific areas of interest to all the stations. And that's one of the things we're trying to figure out. Are they interested in purchasing? And if so, what would they purchase and at what price range?
Right. Well, that's a that's kind of an extension. I mean, the goal of the portal is really to create a venue where all sorts of activity can occur that will both promote community radio and Pacifica Network and to create new forms of income or financial help. And so the underwriting would be one aspect of that. What you're referring to there, Dina, is group buying, right?
Right.
Where we would essentially create a page that would facilitate people communicating about what kind of efforts we want to undertake for group buying. And another page eventually would be kind of what Teresa was alluding to, which is opportunities like the car donation and, different, more traditional ways of fundraising that already exist within community radio, just making it easier for people to work on that together.
Ursula, I need to jump in here for a moment. I really appreciate your comments. I mean, this is your report for this evening. Do you have much more to say? Because we have, it's 20 of 10 at this point, so I was hoping we could end the meeting at 10. So do you have, do you have more that you'd like to share? Are you close to finish?
I mean, I think that partly, what we're doing here is that we're really shifting a lot of the ability for everybody in the network to move into the internet platform and to promote ourselves there and to make our content available there so that everybody has more room to grow in.
All right. No, it's just a wonderful report. Thanks so much. I'm sure people all have a lot of questions. I don't know how much time we have for questions this evening, but do we have one or two questions that folks might have of Ursula? All right. So you explained everything, Ursula, I know. So
let's move on. We have announcements. Chandra, you wanted to mention something about this group that you thought we should join. Do you want to
share that?
Before we do that, can I just mention one more thing? Because since we are running out of time, because Teresa brought it up, I do want to say that Teresa negotiated really beautifully a great deal for Pacifica Network, where we got with one of these car donation services at a really great rate of a percentage to the stations, which is quite a bit higher than is normally given. And so essentially this organization agreed to allow every station in the network an 85% amount of profit from any sale of a participating station. So any station in Pacifica Network that wants to participate in the program will get a much higher rate than usual from that process. And that's really, Teresa really demonstrated beautifully there the power of the network. The reason they're doing it is because they want access to the network.
Yeah, thanks so much for that. I agree that it's a beautiful example. Chandra, what did you want to say about this group?
One of the people I was speaking to today had recommended this, but when I researched it just now, I don't think it would be applicable to Pacifica. So I'm gonna take my offer back to suggest that retract the offer at this point.
Okay, thanks.
You're
welcome. Lisa, did you want to say anything else about the car donation?
Yes, this is Teresa. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So my question is, have we sent out a notice to all of our affiliates that they can take advantage of this opportunity?
No, we haven't, Teresa. And the reason is because you and I have a piece of unfinished business left over with that. And before we do that, I don't want to. I actually... I have been in communication with the woman, and she gave the offer to KHOI kind of as a carrot, if you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we just went through that process with her, and I have been holding back from asking her to move ahead with the national part of it because we haven't made a contract yet for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to, you had indicated you wanted to deal with this one leftover piece of business, which is the stations and the network who already have a deal that is less lucrative for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to discuss that with you before we make a contract with her about that. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Well, I think then that what we need to do is just do a three-way conversation with her.
Yeah,
you had kind of indicated
you weren't happy with her suggestion, so I felt that that should be resolved before we.
I'm going to ask if you both could talk about this off the call. Do whatever you need to do to negotiate. But basically, Teresa, I just want to ask if there's anything else you wanted to mention to the group about the car donations.
Well, I would like to say something to Sean Rhodes and John and also John Crumshaw. I have sent information to various people at your station, and I would like you to seriously find out whether this is being promoted. If a little station like KUNM in Albuquerque, New Mexico can make $125,000 last year on this program, I do not understand.
Well, I'm such a small station, but anyway.
I'm sorry?
KUNM is not a small station, but...
That's right, but I mean, Albuquerque is smaller than Houston.
Yeah.
I mean, and if they can do it, then... And it only takes an airplane, you know, as Jackie was saying, you know, people have donated airplanes. People have donated jet skis. They could donate an RV. My father had an RV that he wanted to get rid of. And he wanted to find a good home for it. And I wasn't ready to take it on. So he sold it, but I mean, if he could have been persuaded that WBAI was a good, you know, a good place to donate that to, Jackie would have personally flown to New York or wherever it was to sell it. So,
well, I did bring it up at a staff meeting, and the impression I got is that most of the Pacifica stations already have relationships with a car donation place, and. And in changing that was my impression.
Well, this is my point, though. What the heck is the purpose of being a network if you never take advantage of the advantages of being a network? I mean, this is an excellent opportunity. I mean, you might have a great, let's say, KPFK, for example, might have a great relationship with the company that they use for their car donations, and they might be making a very good price. But everyone could benefit from an alliance. And heck, if the company that is providing the deal to KPFK can give us a better deal for all of us, I would consider that. I bet you, if you investigate it, you're not making that good of a deal. So,
I'm just going to jump in here for a moment, Teresa. I was wondering along that line, maybe you could write up an explanation of the benefits of having more stations involved in this. As you're saying, as a network, why don't you write it up and we could get it out to folks? At least do that.
Well, I don't think we're going to have the problem with the network that we're having with the sister stations.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Write it, and let's get it out to the sister stations. Let's get it out to some of the other, the folks on the, from the various stations on the Pacifica board, or, you know, just get it out. People don't know about it. just write up something and talk about the benefits of this collaboration. Hmm. Would you do that?
Well, I've already done that, and it's like beating my head up against the wall.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you'd done it already. So have you? How widely have you distributed it?
Well, we'll discuss this off air.
Okay,
off
that's
stream.
Fine.
But well, I can, Ursula, let's just talk about, let's talk. If, you know, if, have you done any promos for it yet? And has anybody donated anything?
Here in Iowa?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
No, because she had, you know, when you do this, she has to register you with the state, and it takes a period of time. And mm-hmm. she just, like, 2 days ago let me know that process was finished.
Oh, good.
So we just, it's a little bit of a process, you know. And we
okay,
just
well, that's not bad, because she was on vacation
yeah.
when
yeah.
When you first struck up the conversation with her. So that's
yeah.
pretty good. All right, well, I can hardly wait to find out maybe next month that somebody's donated a tractor.
All right, thanks so much, Teresa. Do I have a motion? I just sent out those minutes to everyone from the last meeting. So is there a motion, or is somebody could somebody move to to approve these minutes?
I move to approve the minutes of 4-4 of 13.
I second it.
All right, so are there any objections to approving those minutes? So in that there are no objections, the minutes are approved. I do have one announcement I'd like to make before we adjourn, and it's really a thank you. I want to thank Chandra for all of her assistance in writing this resolution to free Lynn Stewart, compassionate release from prison. I want to thank Chandra so much. And there is progress being made on this, so that's all good. So thanks, everyone, for your help on this.
You're welcome. One question. Has the petition been circulated around too, or should I send that to the PMB?
The petition to sign and release her, that's what you're saying?
Yeah. Has the
petition? Yeah, no, the petition, I haven't done that, so that would be a good thing.
Okay, so I should do that. I can send it myself.
Yeah, or if you send it to me, I'll send it out to other folks too, so... Could you send that to the task force?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thanks.
And can that go out to the affiliate stations as well?
I don't know. Can we do that, Ursula?
Yeah, I think we can do that. If you send it to me, I'll send it out.
You could send the resolution that the PNB already passed, and then with the petition?
Yeah.
Link?
Yeah, and
great.
If you go to PacificaNetwork.org, you can see it's on the homepage there too.
Oh, terrific! Okay,
Teresa, what exactly are we agreeing to here?
A petition. Well, first of all, the resolution is already approved by the PNB for compassionate release for the attorney Lynn Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm suggesting now is that be sent to the affiliate stations, notifying them that Pacifica has approved this resolution, along with the link to the petition, so that they can get their members.
So who's going to do this?
Heather said if I sent it to her, she would send it.
Okay.
Is that correct, Heather?
Well, I think Ursula will probably be the one sending it, but we'll figure this out.
I'll send it to the affiliate. That's fine.
Okay, and I can send it out around the country too from my list. So
okay,
so I look forward to getting it. All right,
and the family. By the way, the family. Her husband has been informed about the resolution, and he was really appreciative that Pacifica did that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
And her support committee. And they all know about it now.
Was it a resolution and a petition, right?
The resolution was already approved by the Pacifica National Board.
Okay.
Now I'm suggesting that the petition also be circulated.
Okay.
If they're trying to get signers. And the warden is recommending compassionate release. That doesn't mean it's going to happen, but you know, it's got gotten another step forward.
All right, thank you so much. I have just one other thing. It's one other thing I want to mention before we get off the call here, and it's an announcement actually, and it has to do with the Voting Rights Act. As you all know, the Supreme Court is considering whether or not to allow Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act, which is the preclearance section of the Voting Rights Act, it's sort of the heart of it, whether or not it will prevail. And so there's a lot of concern about this, particularly in the South. So we have talked about having some kind of national program, or Pacifica perhaps doing some national initiative to talk about this issue. So I just wanted to mention that to you all. We might end up doing something like this. I'm not sure when or how we're going to do it, but if any of you have any ideas along that line, I would appreciate it. I've been talking about this with Greg Pallas, journalist Greg Pallas, George Ryder, who's also really interested in national programming. He used to be on the board. The PNB's not right now. But so if any of you have any ideas along this line, I would really appreciate your comments if you could email me. All right, everyone. So thank you so much for your participation tonight, and we'll be at a meeting next month.
Thank you, thank you. This is John from California signing out.
Thank
John
you.
Brantley, New York signing out.
Bye, John.
Great, John. Thanks.
Bye.